Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, the one, the only, Ian Lametta, reporting live from the shed on this beautiful Saturday, May 25th, 2019. It's been a few days, y'all. I missed you. I hope you missed me too. And I'm so glad you're tuning in with me in the shed. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody out there. If you're laying around, if you're having a few drinks on the beach or by the pool, and you're tuning in and you're listening and you're sipping your drink, whatever you're drinking, a water, an alcoholic beverage. It's Memorial Day weekend, y'all. It's the beginning of summer. We're kicking it off. So, you know what? Have a drink. Have a beer. Have a margarita. Have whatever you want to satisfy your soul, other than my words to your ears. We're gonna make this fun today. We're gonna make you feel good. We got a lot to talk about, and I can't wait to speak to you. Here we go. Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. We are back here on Head in the Shed with your boy, the one, the only, Ian Lametta. As I said, it's so good to have you all here with me on this fine Saturday. It's been a couple days since our last episode, and I'm glad you're tuning in here again. Man, it's fucking hot out there, y'all. It is scorching down here in South Florida, in Venice, Florida. In case you all didn't know, Venice, Florida is on the Gulf side. We're about maybe 15 miles south of Sarasota, Florida, which is about 20-30 miles south of Tampa. Might be a little more than that. It probably is, but you get what I'm saying. We're on the west coast of Florida, and it's like I said, it's fucking hell here, y'all. This shed is about 95 degrees. I don't have a fan going, and I'm going to try my best to make it through this episode. If you guys hear silence, that probably means that I'm on my face. But as soon as I come back to my senses, I'll spit some more facts, some more flame, some more knowledge. Just bear with me, you know, for the next 45 minutes, of this podcast. Maybe we can go an hour. Who knows? We'll see how long I last. But, beautiful day, nonetheless. I'm happy you're all here. Like I said, we have a lot to talk about. The Mets finally lost. They were on a roll. I think we had a 4 or 5 game winning streak. Came up short last night. However, yep, Pete Alonso hit another home run. He's got 17, ladies and gentlemen. 17 home runs for Mr. Peter Alonso. I was reading something yesterday. Pete Alonso, you know, at the time I was reading it, he had 16 home runs. And I think he was third on the list of the most home runs before June 1st by a rookie in Major League Baseball. He had 16 when I read that, and just hit his 17th last night. So he's now two behind Mark McGwire, who had 19 in his rookie campaign. Pete Alonso, we have a week left. Pete Alonso is going to crush that. I mean, the guy averages a home run every other game. Pete Alonso could crush that record before the end of the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. And it's, whew, man, I'm excited. I am excited, as all of us Met fans are. Eugene, I was talking to Eugene earlier. My buddy Eugene, he ordered a Peter Alonso jersey from China. I think he said he paid $27 stitched. Yeah, y'all ever order those jerseys from overseas? You obviously could tell they're not the same ones you buy at the store at like Dick's or any online retail store that sells the jerseys, the stitched jerseys. However, they're half the price, and they're not like they're not like $250, $150, whatever. They're 50 or less. I mean, with shipping, I think it comes out to like $45. But it's obviously not the same quality, but man, they're not too far off. Sometimes you might get one with a letter a little crooked, but you know what? You got a real jersey, you got a stitched jersey, and hey, I think they're great. I think I'm gonna hop on that train. I told Eugene I was thinking about getting my Peter Alonso jersey from China. I'll obviously have to get a different color depending on what he got, but I'm looking to do that. I actually ordered a. Yes, everyone, you're gonna be surprised to hear this. I ordered a Baker Mayfield Browns jersey. I'm believing the hype, everyone. Yeah, Ian, you're hopping on the train. You're a fucking loser. Everyone, I love sports. So when I see a good sports story, when I see a team that has struggled for years upon years upon year, year after year after year, and their fan base just suffers, my heart, I love it. When the team turns around and there's something to be excited about, as you all know, the Browns have just been dominating the headlines. As I said a couple of episodes ago, OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., they signed, they received in a trade with the New York Giants a couple months ago, and they have him. They added so many pieces, and the Browns are a serious threat to the league now. Probably the first time in shit the franchise's history that they've been this good on paper. I mean, a lot of it you could relate them to the Philadelphia Eagles from 10 plus years ago. Remember the dream team that Vince Young self-proclaimed them to be, which they weren't, which was a huge disappointment of a team. But they had so many pieces that going into the season, everyone was like, wow. This is a serious team on paper, and that's the Cleveland Browns now. I mean, you got my boy Baker Mayfield. I've always loved Baker Mayfield, y'all. Hence why I told you I ordered the jersey. I ordered the alternate jersey that they wore last year. I remember the, of course, remember the Monday Night Football game against the New York Jets, where Baker Mayfield came in after a half, a quarter, actually. I think they pulled Tyrod Taylor out of the game, and they put Baker in his first game, his first snap in the NFL, and he led the Browns back to win. I think it was the first time they had won in 16 games or something crazy. I don't remember the exact number, but those jerseys that they kicked the Jets' ass that night and embarrassed them in. It was like a, it's like a almost looks like a black, very dark brown with the orange. It's sick. It's sick. So yeah, I ordered my Baker Mayfield jersey from China, my Browns alternate jersey, and I have it. And I haven't worn it yet, but I can't wait to put it on to rock my Baker jersey. I've always been a big Baker Mayfield guy. When he was on, it's amazing his story. I mean, he was on Texas Tech, as some of you know. Maybe I'm just telling some of you who don't know Baker's background. I'll give you a fucking history lesson here, a sports lesson, player biography, little mini one. Baker Mayfield played for Texas Tech for Cliff Kingsbury. The guy that actually got fired from Texas Tech, but just because he had Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield at one point and all that stuff, he coached all the, so he deserves, I guess, the head coach coaching position of the Arizona Cardinals in NFL. The guy gets fired and gets a better job. Wow. Man. He lucked out. He found the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, huh? They click his heels together. Good day. Good day. Is that what they say? Yeah. Top of the morning to you. Eat your lucky charms. Anyway, yeah, he got lucky with that. So We could touch on Cliff Kingsbury a little more later on, maybe in the show or later on down another episode, because I have a lot to say about him with regards to USC. But yeah, Baker Mayfield went to Texas Tech, then was a walk-on. Either was a walk-on at Texas Tech, and then up for Oklahoma, and he took over the starting role, and he was so dominant. As we all, everyone knows who watched college football, Baker Mayfield was just a show every single game. He did things that, man, you're like, oh, this guy, he looks like another Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel, and I'll be honest. I said Baker Mayfield. He's Johnny. For the first year or two, I saw Baker Mayfield play. I said to everybody, my buddy Jack is a big Oklahoma fan, Oklahoma Sooner fan, and he loved Baker Mayfield, raved about Baker Mayfield. Okay, I said, okay, all he is Johnny Manziel 2.0. That's what he reminds me of. He's kind of got that arrogant attitude, thinks his shit doesn't stink, and. I didn't think anything else of him. And then I watched his Heisman season. And after that, I was convinced. I said, this guy is unbelievable. And the game that changed my mind totally about Baker Mayfield, was the game that the college football playoff game against Georgia 2 years ago. High scoring game. I forgot. What did that game end in? It was like 45 to whatever. It was a high scoring game, and Baker Mayfield l lit Georgia up. Unfortunately, lost that game because Sony Michel and Nick Chubb just ran the ball all over the fucking field that game. And no matter what Baker Mayfield did, they didn't have an answer for those two running backs. But that game just totally changed my mind about Baker, and he just brought it on all levels. And I said, wow, this guy's definitely gonna be a first rounder. He's definitely gonna be a mid to high first rounder. And there he was, the first pick in the draft. And I read so many reports the Jets were in love with Baker Mayfield. The Jets were ready to take Baker Mayfield, and I was okay with it. I was ready for Baker Mayfield. And then the Browns took him number one. You know, with that awesome, and I thought it was awesome, the recreation of the Brett Favre draft day pick with Baker laid on the bed. You put it side by side, same. Almost the same picture. Baker with his family recreated that pick. I thought it was awesome, but I wanted the Jets to get him, and we got Sam Darnold, and I who was supposed to be the number one pick. The Browns blew everybody out of the water. The Giants took Saquon Barkley, which a lot of people scratched their heads. I didn't think Sam Darnold would fall to us. He was supposed to be the number one pick, and we got him. And I'm happy. I'm a happy Jet fan. Would I have loved Baker Mayfield? Absolutely. So I'm always going to have a love for Baker Mayfield, his talents in that regards, because woulda, coulda, shoulda. We'll see how Sammy D does. He's going to be just as good, and everything's good. So yeah, the Cleveland Browns should be exciting. I just read, as we talked about, Gerald McCoy, the 9-year veteran from Tampa Bay that they just recently released. He wants to go to a contender. He wants to go to a serious title contender, and he has meetings set up with the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens. Man, could you imagine they sign Gerald McCoy to put to put on that defensive line? Next to Sheldon Richardson, next to Myles Garrett. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Whew. I mean, the Browns, like, how could you bet against them? I mean, I can't see him going to Baltimore. I could, actually, you know what? That's not true. I could. A lot of veterans on that. You got Earl Thomas on the Ravens now. Gerald McCoy. I could see him on there. Since they lost Bart Scott, I think Bart Scott went to Arizona, actually, with Cliff. Cliff Kingsbury. So, you know, he'd be a great leader on the Ravens, but he wants to go to a true contender. I think the Browns are in a better position than the Baltimore Ravens. I don't believe in Lamar Jackson. The guy was electrifying in college. He shows flashes of incredible athletic ability, but he just doesn't have the arm. He doesn't have that same it factor as I think, as I believe Kyler Murray is going to bring to the field, to bring to the Arizona Cardinals, bring to the NFL, and all those people that doubted Kyler Murray are going to just eat their words, because I think the guy's going to be remarkable, and I don't think Lamar Jackson is on that same level. I really don't. So at this point, I think Gerald McCoy is going to go. My prediction, he's going to go, and we all know how my predictions are, everyone, as you've been listening. They're fucking atrocious. But I think Gerald McCoy is going to go to the Cleveland Browns, and they're just going to keep adding chips, and they're going to be a serious dominant force in the National Football League. And it's going to be a show, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, if you love sports, you know how much they've struggled. I could say it firsthand. I'm a Jet fan. I've been struggling. I root on teams whose fan bases have been struggling, and I can't wait to see what the Cleveland Browns do this season. It's very exciting, and I'm sure their fans are beyond ecstatic for that. So that's something we definitely have to keep an eye on, because that's very interesting. Very interesting. What else? Tonight we have Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA, between, of course, the Toronto Raptors and the Milwaukee Bucks. Toronto leads 3-2 in that series. They could close it out tonight and go to their first ever NBA Finals, led by Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry, of course, longtime veteran of the Toronto Raptors. He'll get a taste of the finals. It's cool. And ladies and gentlemen, as I told you, I think the Raptors could really do it. They're a serious threat, and how I said it'd be so cool to see the Milwaukee Bucks reach the finals. I mean, I think it would be equally as entertaining if you had the Toronto Raptors, led by Kawhi Leonard, to face off against the Golden State Warriors and try to dethrone the champs. I think that would be a phenomenal series. But I think it would be awesome either way. Milwaukee ties it up again tonight, ties the series, and then wins Game 7. I think Giannis versus Antetokounmpo versus Golden State, I think that would be pretty cool. But, we'll see. We'll see how tonight goes. And, man, how do y'all feel about Drake? Super fan, as I read. Super fan Drake. I mean, you'd think Drake owned the fucking Raptors. The amount he's, I mean, he's more into the Raptors, I think. But here's the thing. Is he really? Or is this because they're good? Is Drake going to be on the sideline giving shoulder rubs to players when the Raptors are eighth in the East, or and not even fighting for a playoff spot? Is Drake going to be that guy? Because right now, right now he may look like the super fan, but you know who I call a real super fan? And that's Spike Lee. Spike Lee is a real super fan, because, ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, the New York Knicks are atrocious. They've been atrocious. They were fun. 3, 4, 5 years ago with Melo, and went a little longer than that when they had Amari Stoudemire, and they had I remember the Jeremy Lin days. Like the Knicks were competing. Amon Shumpert, all that. When Spike Lee has always been on the sideline, no matter what. Playoff time, and you turn on this season when the Knicks are the one of the worst teams in the NBA. He's still sitting there, cheering on his team with his jersey. Remember how he used to wear the, what who was that, who was that that player, that player that Spike Lee always used to wear, his jersey. What who was that? Landry Fields. Landry Fields. You remember Spike Lee about 6 years ago, rocking the Landry Fields jersey? Playoff time, there was so much hype. Stephen A. Smith was going berserk on the radio, hyping everybody, hyping. It was exciting. The Knicks were finally competitive, and they shit the bed. However, Spike Lee, he's remained faithful through it all. So that's a real super fan. So I don't know, Drake. I'm not convinced until I see you there when the Raptors are eating shit, giving massages and clapping and being on stage and basically being the face of the team. I want to see that when they're bad, man, and then I'll be convinced. Okay. Okay, Kiki. All right, Drake. As a Knicks fan, as I said, y'all, we're hungry. We're hungry. As a Wizards fan, as a Knicks fan, we're hungry. I hope we reach that at some point. Hope we reach glory so we could see Spike Lee giving massages and whatnot. So that'll be good. But we're gonna take a quick break here, ladies and gentlemen, on Head in the Shed. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live in the shed with your boy, the one, the only, Ian Lametta. Just a quick note, I had mentioned before that when talking about the Baltimore Ravens, and we were talking about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, and I think Gerald McCoy going there, the possibility of it. And I had mentioned, I had said Bart Scott went to Arizona. Yeah, I didn't mean Bart Scott. I meant Terrell Suggs. That's what I meant. I pulled the Stephen A there, ladies and gentlemen. I baffled you. I'm sure all of you were scratching your heads like, does this motherfucker really know his stuff? So yeah, that's just a minor correction. I apologize. That's what I meant to say. So sometimes, you know, this mind gets a little cloudy and it just comes out saying the wrong thing, and I apologize. So that's that. Thanks for joining me again. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for staying with us. I appreciate, again, all of you here listening to me talk to you in the shed. Yeah, I forgot to say, the Mets signed Matt Kemp to a contract. That's interesting. I remember when he was good. Remember when he was dating Rihanna? Yeah, that was when Matt Kemp was on top of the world. So I guess it's been a long time since then. The Mets just signed him like for a bag of chips. So we'll see. We'll see what that turns out to be. You know, hold on one moment. I'm here in the shed, ladies and gentlemen. Remember the advice I gave you all earlier? You know, you have a drink, relax. Well, guess what your boy's doing? He is drinking a beer. That's right. Drinking a nice, I just popped open a nice cold Yingling. Yes, a pint. So it's beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. You got to stay hydrated out here. You know, it's a little later in the evening, so I'm, you know, my Saturday night beer. You know, I'm not gonna get drunk. I'm not gonna get sloppy. I'm just having a beer. Talking to you, cool atmosphere we got going on here in the shed. You know, if only all of you could see. It's very impressive. What do we got in here? We've got a level. My father's got a generator in here. What else do we got? We got all kinds of stuff, man. We're hooked up. We're ready to go. Any projects? We're on it. We got it. Emergency response team. So. It's, I wish you all, you know, could see in here. But anyway, good night in the shed, drinking a beer, talking to you all. And I believe the Mets are tied right now. I think they're tied with the Tigers. I believe that score currently, is, yes, it's 4-4 in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. So let's see what can happen here. Let's see what can happen here. Some other
Some other news, the Astros put the AL home run leader, George Springer, on the injured list. Interesting. Interesting. That's not good. That's, you know, the Astros have just been a phenomenal team over the past 3 years, and they've been, you know, he's been one of the prime pieces in that offense. So that's a big hit for them right now. You know, so that's it. I don't want to spend too much time. You know, I want to bounce back and forth. You know, I've been talking a lot of sports with you all. What you know, let's, I want to be diverse here on Head in the Shed. Like I said, I want to talk about other things. What one thing we could talk about today? How about we talk about love, everyone? Love Doctor. You know, Stephen A. does the Love Doctor segment on his show, Stephen A. Smith show. You know, man, I could tell you, ladies and gentlemen, take it from your boy itself. If you love someone, let them know. Tell them you love them. Give them a big old hug. I don't care if it's your baby mama, your baby daddy, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your uncle, your aunt, your great grandmama, your great granddaddy. Don't matter. Give him a hug. Give him a kiss. Non-awkward as possible. Just, I love you. I fucking love you, Gramps. I love you, Ma. I love you, honey. I love you so much, honey. I love you, baby. Mwah. Get right on the cheek. On the lips, if it's your significant other. Just hold them tight. Tell them you love them. I'm going to spread the love here on Head in the Shed, everyone. You know? You know, and you know, if you're the evenings, you know, forming here, and you're the day's winding down, and you're having dinner right now, or you have plans to have dinner tonight, you have plans to go out for a nice night on the town with your honey, and you have a nice meal, and you have some wine, and love's in the air, and you got a little fever for the flavor, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's, just take it in, as Chris Jericho would say, take it in, man, or breathe it in, man. I may have just fucked that whole thing up, but anyway, you know what I'm saying? Just take it in, just have yourself a good night. Have yourself a good night. Go to town. Go to town. Go to town, men. Men listening. My fellas out there. Go to town. And ladies, just love what you got, baby. Love what you got. Everybody just love each other. That's all I'm going to say. That's enough of that sappy bullshit. That was a session in love with the one and only Ian Lametta. You know, I'm looking around the shed here. We have a lot of, like, a protein. We have a lot of, it looks like a fucking GNC in here, everyone. I wish you all could see around. And look, you see around these, what we got on these shelves in here, too. Yeah, we have random things. You know, we have a generator. We have hammers. We have fucking screwdrivers. We have whatever you want. And we have protein. So, we're getting our swole on, while we're saving the world with all these tools, and I'm delivering a show. I might just, you know, take a shot of some protein powder mid-show. You never know. I don't know what they're doing in here, but we have a lot. You know, if anyone's interested, you just ask, and I could send you some proteins. It's all over the fucking place. What do we got this here? Raw Reserve. Any of you out there, that amazing grass, any of our listeners take some of the amazing grass, ever heard of the product? Every day, for the past year, well, who am I kidding? I've known about the product for the past year and a half. I haven't taken it all the time. I take it on and off. But I will say, the past month, a little over a month, every day I've been taking the green superfood. It's got every green vegetable, organic green vegetable, names you don't even I couldn't even tell you what they are. The kale, I got something in front of me here. It's a similar, same product, amazing grass. It's Raw Reserve. You want to hear some of the shit that's in this? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready to take this kale? Huh? You ready for some nettle? Some dandelion? What we got here? Some chlorella? Some spirulina? Some blue-green algae? Oh, hold up, y'all. Hold up. Some rockweed? Some kelp? Some dulce? Oh, there's more. There's so much shit in here, they couldn't even list it all. Point is, it's healthy, people. And I got it here. And I'm taking it, and I feel great. I feel awesome. I feel cleansed. You know? I feel like I could be in a field somewhere, with butterflies and sniffing a fucking tulip. You know? I just feel like, I feel great. And I recommend the product. It's really good. It's really good. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been on a little bit of an exercise binge lately. Yeah, I've been exercising. I've been losing weight. You know, I'll share with our listeners. I'm not ashamed of it. I gained a lot of weight. I was up pretty high. You know, I was up pretty high. To be exact, I'll be honest with our listeners, 273. I'm a big boy. I'm 6'1". I gained a lot of weight. I was eating out, doing a lot of eating. It just became a habit. It became a bad habit. It became a pattern. I'm sure you listeners out there understand if you've ever gone through it. And it just, one thing led to another, and all of a sudden, I looked like Sherman Klump. You know, I totally look like I earned a chair at the Klump family dinner. You know, Hercules, Hercules. Oh, that's my baby. Oh yeah, that's right. I look like a fucking clump. I was big, man, and it's the biggest I've been, and I've really been the past 2 months since being down here in Florida. I've really turned the switch on my health and my fitness. I'm putting good things in my body. You know, that long list of stuff I read you. You know, every day, I take a fucking multivitamin. I take a fish oil. You guys, awesome stuff to take. If you feel great, you know, I'm not telling you you're going to fucking take over the world just because you put it in your body, but you feel great, it's good for you, and I recommend it. I'm sure there's plenty of our listeners that are into all that stuff and know exactly where I'm coming from and live a very healthy lifestyle, and ladies and gentlemen, it feels great. And anyone that's going through it or battling with weight loss or depression or anything that might prevent you from living a healthy lifestyle, if you need an extra boost, if you need some help, don't be afraid to ask anybody. It's the life to live, and it's good. It's good. And you all could do it. You all could do it out there. Anyone listening, you could do it. If I could do it, you can do it. So we're spreading positive vibes here on Head in the Shed. We're gonna take another quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, Ian Lametta, live from the shed. Be back in a moment. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on Head in the Shed. It's your boy, the one, the only, Ian Lametta. And I hope y'all have some fever for the flavor here on this beautiful Saturday evening. It's love is in the air, y'all. As I said before, and the song right before that you just heard was "Fever for the Flavor" by Hot Action Cop. That's a good one. That's a classic. That's a good one. That's a good one for all of you that are, as the kids say it these days, thirsty. If you're thirsty, whatever you're into, ladies, gentlemen, whatever floats your boat, whatever your sexual preference is, that song covers it. That's actually from American Pie. Remember that? What an awesome movie that was. One of the funniest movies ever made. A pinnacle of my childhood. Being 28 years old, that was, those movies were awesome. Awesome. And not many movies like that anymore, you know? With Jim, remember Jim from that movie when he was you know, when he was fucking the pie. That was a classic one. The band camp thing, the, you know, when he glues his hand to his penis while attempting to watch porn, and the fire department had to come and they take him. And oh man, it was that was a great scene. And he's sitting there in the emergency room with his father. Oh man, that was a good scene. That was a good movie. The second one of the second one, American Pie 2, that was that might be the funniest one. I mean, American Wedding was funny. You know, when Stifler eats the when he eats the dog shit with the wedding band in the dog shit. That was pretty fucking funny. That was a classic scene. You know, yeah, they don't make movies like that anymore. They don't make movies like that anymore. So, but no, American Pie 2 was hysterical. That might be my favorite one. So, when they all go to the lake house, that was good. That was a funny one. So, yeah, back here on Head in the Shed. As I said, we had some hot action cop fever for the flavor, and the song before that, that was YG. He's really come into his own as an artist, and he's one of the faces of probably one of the faces of hip hop now. And he's really emerged from you know, he came out with that hit song with Drake back in 2013. We'll say the edited version, My Hitta. That's the one I can say. That's the one I'm allowed to say. That's but that's you know, that's a good song. Great song. And he's back with a song called Go Loco, and that's what you heard the you know in the first intermission there it's with Tyga. You know, that's a pretty good song. Tyga. Yeah, that's interesting. YG and Tyga, Go Loco. There's somebody else on that song. I don't really remember. But good, that's a banger. That's a banger. So, it's in talking to you all, you know, in the past, I try to record these shows. I do, you know, I know I say we take commercial breaks and this, that, and the other, but we, I do them in segments. So, since coming back to you all, the New York Mets won on a walk-off, bottom of the 12th inning. Nito with a walk-off home run in the bottom, I'm sorry, bottom of the 13th, and the Mets beat the Tigers 5-4. Nice. Nice. That's what I like to see. That's what I like to see. Resilience by the New York Mets. You know what, people? It's nice. That's cool. Keep it going. That's all I'm going to say about that. You know, I was so happy you all got to join me today here on Head in the Shed. I know it's been a couple days. I'm glad you're back here. I'm glad you still want to give me a try. I you know, I may be an acquired taste to some people. To some people, you might say, "Yo, your show fucking sucks. I'm tuning out immediately." And that's okay. That's okay, because you know what? I have fun here by myself in a shed. But you know what? I'm not by myself, because I'm with all of you who are listening, and I appreciate your ears. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. So, you know, I know I in previous episodes I've guaranteed, oh, we're gonna have guests, we're gonna do this, we're gonna have that, that. And I'm working on it, people. You gotta bear with me. Bear with me. I'm gonna get people on. I'm gonna grow this thing. Like I said, this is gonna be like my my crop field here. I'm gonna grow it. I'm gonna sprinkle whatever Miracle-Gro needs to grow on this product, and we're going to grow it into something great. I hope you already think it's kind of great, because I'm having a good time. So I hope you're having a good time as well. And, you know, I'm going to close the show today with saying, give somebody a chance out there, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not sure about something, if you're not sure about someone and what they are and what they represent, you know what? Like I said, until you know somebody, don't judge them. Give them a chance. Give things a chance. You know, I'm going to make it bigger than a person. Give things a chance in life, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any fears and doubts in your capabilities, you know what? Fuck all the haters. Fuck all the doubters. Just do you. Be you. Be who you are. You know, if you believe in God, if you believe in whatever you believe in, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you believe in, make sure you believe in yourself, number one, because that's the most important thing. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you tuning in to Head in the Shed. I've loved having you, and I look forward to dishing out some facts, some fire, some knowledge, some heat to your eardrums, to your earlobes in the future. Thank you for being here with me today. And I hope you all enjoy and have a lovely, lovely, yes, lovely. I'm very elegant. I'm going to go sip my tea with my pinky sticking straight in the air. I'm very elegant. And I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful evening. This is your boy, the one, the only, Ian Lametta, tuning out. Good night, y'all.